Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
3:26, time to visit House of 1000 Beers, locations in Wexford and New Kensington, the home of the best Reuben sandwiches in town. Bob Grove joins us next hour. Right now, it's 93.7 The Fan Steelers analyst Arthur Motes. Arthur, how you doing? You hanging in there, buddy?
I am, man. How are you?
Not bad.
I like it. Living a good life.
Yeah, trying. What have the last few days been like for you?
Man, you know, they've been very unique. Nothing in terms of being surprised, because this is stuff in terms of the social injustice, in terms of minorities being fed up with the current status quo. I mean, that's what I've lived throughout my whole life. But I will say that I have been impressed with the national support that's going into this whole Black Lives Matter movement and ultimately the unlawful murder of George Floyd. I think that it's important that people stand up. It's important that people start the communication, the conversation, and ultimately find ways to unify us as a nation and make it better for everybody that's here.
Arthur, kind of a two-parter here. One, do you agree with the notion that this particular instance of police brutality, that George Floyd's killing, has kind of prompted more white athletes than ever before to come out and issue statements condemning it and calling for change? And if you agree with that, why do you think this particular situation has yielded that response?
Yeah, I do think that a lot more non-minority athletes have spoken up about it, and I think that's huge, man. It's always good to see guys using their platform, and I don't want to say that it's an indictment on the guys that haven't used theirs either, because I feel like that's unprofessional. I think that everybody has a chance to express themselves and their support for this situation in any way that they want to go about doing that. But I think the biggest reason why it's being talked about so much more this time versus when Antoine Rose passed away, or versus when the Tamar Rice, so you go down the list over the past 2 years of how many people this situation has happened to, I think the biggest difference is this, from a national standpoint, has so much more legs to it in terms of what I think was 142 cities that were protesting of yesterday, matter of fact. And when you see how CNN and Fox News and all these major news sites have been covering it, this is all you're seeing about it. Now you're starting to see people say, you know what, I can't hide from this. I can't act as if I don't know this is going on anymore. Whereas in the past, I think that it was kind of convenient for people to just say, well, you know what, if I don't see it, it's not that bad. And we hear, you know, on numerous occasions in the past, that be the case. Is it really that bad? You know how many times I was asked that? Is it really that bad? It can't be like that. And when you're trying to tell them, it's hard to explain it sometimes. But now when you're seeing countless videos of it, when you're seeing countless people speak out on it, well, now you don't have that luxury to play naive or play as if you don't know these things anymore.
Arthur Motes, 93.7 The Fan Steelers analyst. You grew up in Virginia. What were you taught, or what were you told, or what were your experiences with police growing up, Arthur?
Yeah, man, for me, to put it in a nice way, it was always a cautious respect around police officers, because you knew what they were capable of. I have seen it firsthand. I remember I probably was 8 or 9 years old. First negative experience I had with a police officer where a gentleman was being chased by an officer. He runs past my house. The police felt that he went into my house. And my father, who was a pastor in the community, a former Marine, is telling the police officer, a white police officer at that, that no, man, he's not in here. He went down the street, this and that. And this white man is cursing my father out, calling him every type of name of the book right in front of me, right in front of my mom. And we're sitting like, this is crazy. And you can see the situation getting tense. But my father knew enough to just, instead of escalating it even more, he knew how to de-escalate the situation, asked for the officer's badge, and everybody went about it that way. But that was a situation that could have easily took a turn for the worse just because the way the officer had approached my father, who was an innocent man doing nothing but sitting on his porch. So that was my first, I guess, introduction to that. And then from there, I mean, you could talk just countless stories between my personal experiences, family members' personal experiences, brothers, sisters, cousins, and the list can go on and on. But I think the biggest thing is understanding, okay, we know that this has been going on. We've seen that. Okay, well, what are you going to do to change it? And I think now when you're seeing these protests, when you're seeing this many people speaking up on it, they're saying, hey, it's time for a change. We're fed up with this. And people that aren't even experiencing it, they're fed up for us. And I think that's what's the beauty in it all.
Arthur, I'm not, obviously, when I ask you this question, asking for some sort of, you know, detailed legislative proposal or anything like that. But just as a father, as a man in the community, what do you think is one thing or maybe the most important thing that any random citizen can do to try to change attitudes, mindsets, deeply sort of held stereotypical beliefs? What can people, the average person, do to help right now turn this around and fix this?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. And the first thing to do, which is actually the easiest thing, is start the conversation. A lot of times, When just us as a culture, as Americans, when something is uneasy to us or something that makes us uncomfortable, we don't like to talk about it. We like to shy away from it. We talk about how many times you see an instance come up and we're quick to just, you know what, let's just go this direction. Let's not even deal with that problem. Until we address this, until we turn the light on and say, you know what, we're dealing with this right now, we're never going to be able to change from it. So I think now that's the biggest thing that I would encourage anybody to do, whether they're a minority or not. Have that conversation. Talk to somebody where you can get an understanding of both sides, and then you can share both sides. One of the biggest things that I felt was very productive for me were doing some of the ride-alongs that I did as a Pittsburgh Steeler with some of the law enforcement here, and just being able to have that conversation and hear their thought process, and then me being able to share with them my thought process, and ultimately us both being able to grow from those situations and take that back. Hey, you take this to the police officers and you communicate that with them. I'm going to take this to the youth that I work with in the inner cities in these minority communities, and I'm going to communicate that with them. I think communication is the biggest thing that anybody can do right now if they really want to help out.
Arthur Motes joining us. That's a good – I hadn't known about that ride-along thing. That's interesting. Mike Tomlin, probably as revered and respected black football coach that we have right now. I'm not just talking NFL. I'm talking about across all – football. He has not commented on any of this yet, Arthur. Do you expect him to? And what kind of things do you think he will say about what's going on right now?
Honestly, if he would like to speak out on it, sure. But you're going to, it's different when you're talking about requiring a person to put out a statement. Mm-hmm. For me, I don't care about the statements because the NFL just put out a statement, did they not? And are we going to forget when they shut down what Kaepernick was trying to do? And not in terms of blackballing, because of course we can have that debate, was he blackballed or not. But I can tell you for a fact, I sat in a meeting a year later where the NFL is telling us, hey, look, the new policy is this. You're not kneeling on the sideline. If you want to protest, you go stay in the locker room. But when you come out here, this is what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So when I see them put that statement out there, to me, it's a bunch of fluff. So it's less about if Coach Tomlin wants to put a statement out there. It's less about if any professional athlete or any professional figure or person of status wants to put a statement out there. I'm more concerned with what are your actions? What are you going to do to help out? Are you working with the different programs that specialize in social justice reform? Are you working with the things that help with police training? Are you working with educating the inner city, the minorities, to help them understand how to operate and how to handle and communicate with law enforcement? That's what I'm more concerned about. So I really could care less if he puts a statement out anytime or what it would say. I want to know, okay, if he's actually in the community helping out, if he's actually taking steps to make this place better and ultimately improve the current status quo, that's what I care about.
Did you believe when you were in the league, Arthur, that the NFL genuinely cared about all these social justice and community relations sort of centric initiatives? Because I will say this, I read that Roger Goodell statement and was sort of alarmed and appalled at how vague every bit of the language was, as if they were taking pains not to. There was no police brutality, nothing about racism, nothing like that at all. It was all extremely vague, like it was crafted out of like a PR 101 workshop.
So this is the thing, man, and we've had this conversation numerous times in the Pittsburgh Steelers locker room when the NFL has come in and tried to talk to us about using our platform, standing up for what's right, doing this and doing that, and we all said the same thing. We feel like they do that just to check a box. In terms of the professional, the major sports leagues that really support their athletes in terms of the social justice or social injustice and finding ways to build and promote their players in that regard, we said the NBA does the absolute best in that regard. I mean, they allow their players to use their platform and they back them not only verbally but financially as well. And for me, I thought that was the difference, whereas when the NFL, anytime they talk, whether it was domestic violence, whether it was breast cancer, whether it was the armed services, we always knew that it was more so we're checking the box, does this help us from a bottom-line standpoint money-wise? And as long as it does that, then we're for it. Anything that's going to affect the money, we're not really going to support it. And I felt like their actions have shown that throughout the years in that regard. But I don't want to sit here not as if I'm bashing the NFL, because obviously they helped me out in terms of the platform they gave me. And certain things, when it was convenient, they did support that. And I was very, very appreciative of that. But in terms of, am I ready to just crown them for them putting a statement out there and making it seem like, hey, man, they really have turned the corner and they're really for it? For me, I personally am not ready to do that, because when you look at how the NBA runs their league and how they back their players in situations like this and prior to this situation, they are head and shoulders above everyone.
Arthur Motes, he goes by DA Body 52. Twitter. He is our 93.7 The Fan Steelers analyst. Thank you so much, Arthur. Great stuff, brother.
Hey, man. Appreciate y'all, baby.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.